Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Publisher's footnote. In the name of Allah, the Gracious, the Merciful. End of publisher's footnote. Alhamdulillahi wassalamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Publisher's footnote. Allah be praised, and blessings be on His chosen servants. End of publisher's footnote. The Promised Messiah. A gentleman named Atta Muhammad inquires of me through his letter published in August 1893 as to what is the proof of my being the promised Messiah and whether we are obliged and duty-bound to wait for any Messiah. In this context, we must first bear in mind that the critic holds the belief that Hazrat Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, has indeed died, as is mentioned clearly in the Holy Quran. But he denies that someone bearing the name of Isa will appear in the Ummah. He accepts that a hadith, plural hadith, do indeed record this prophecy, but considers the reports of such a hadith to be unreliable. He argues that the ahadith were collected after a long period, and most of them are ahad, solitary traditions not supported by others. Therefore, they lack certainty. That is why he does not regard the prophecy about the promised Messiah, which is confirmed by ahadith, as an established fact. In his view, prophecies based on ahadith alone are worthless and unfounded, and therefore cannot qualify as substantial proof. So it seems necessary that I answer his queries in keeping with his way of thinking. Let it be clear that in this matter there are three issues calling for investigation. First, whether the prophecy regarding the advent of the promised Messiah, which is recorded in the ahadith, is unreliable because the accounts of ahadith are far from and entirely outside the level of certainty. Second, whether or not this prophecy finds any mention in the Holy Quran. Third, if this prophecy is a proven fact, what proof then is there that it has been fulfilled in the person of my humble self?